Blog Talk Radio.
Hi.
Here, it might be that Caroline unmuted me. Caroline,
it's fine, Joni. I am back. How are you?
You're back. This
yes,
is
apologies.
Just a comedy. A comedy. How
it
are
is.
You?
I am fine. How are you? So apologies to that for everyone.
Fine.
We have a little bit of a late start there. Again, as what was happening is I actually dialed into the show, couldn't hear a thing. Then we were listening to the music, couldn't hear, and then all of a sudden I couldn't hear a thing again. So apologies, we're a little bit late on the starting block tonight, or today, should we say, obviously, if you're in the States. But yes, sorry about that. Had a few technical issues, but hey ho, we're here. We're okay.
Yeah.
So we can continue. So I don't know where you got to, Joni.
No, I just literally, by the time that I went over, I saw that you said you can talk. So I was staying silent because I didn't know that I was unmuted. So I literally didn't even finish the sentence and you came in.
Ah, there you go. Well, you had been unmuted
because
I did that.
So,
yeah, so hello, everyone. Welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. I am now going to say live call-in show, and the reason for that is we do have a podcast, which we will talk about later. So there's myself, Caroline Crystal Hart. I'm founder of Crystal Hart Psychics, where we do telephone psychic readings and text messages readings over the telephone. I am a psychic medium, clairvoyant, which means I get pictures in my head in symbolization form. And I'm also a Reiki healer, life coach and hypnotherapist. So that is myself. Joni, would you like to introduce everyone who you are and what you do?
I'm Joni Eisinger, originally from New York, now in New Jersey. Used to be a professional conventionally trained clinical social worker for 10 years. And I didn't believe in any of what Caroline and I do. I was fast-tracked. The gift came in 2003, 4, 5, and now I do it professionally. You could find me at joniswhitelighthealing.com. I have a YouTube channel, Joni Eisinger. And I'm about, around and about, and here we are. I think we're just like shortening up our bios so we can get to what we need to do. Would you like to, Caroline, share what our new endeavor is mixed in with our live call-in?
Absolutely. Well, myself and Joni recently, because we did have a couple of months ago, we had a really big issue with Blog Talk. It was quite a big technical issue, and we couldn't actually do the live show. So as fate or destiny or just being pushed onto another path would have it, I said to Joni, why don't we do a podcast? Now, we've been doing this live in call-in show for nearly 10 years. And so the reason why, and we'd often said, you know, we do a lot of live readings. And sometimes because we've got quite a few people waiting, we don't necessarily, we'll either do the reading and the healing, but we don't necessarily answer some of the deeper questions because obviously we try and get around as many people as we can. So what we have done over on Spotify, but you also will see the podcast being loaded into Blog Talk as well, is we've actually started a podcast where we will discuss all of the topics that we cover when we do our readings and healings in the show, but it will be a more in-depth. This is our take. We, as you all know who've been listening to us before, and obviously those who haven't, you don't, so I will explain. So both myself and Joni have very similar beliefs that we are in a school. We chose what we were going to do and who we were before we came here. We also have a strong belief that we are in a collective consciousness. And therefore, it's about our energy and what we bring to the table. So both of us have very strong beliefs about past lives, and sometimes we've gone through lessons in past lives that we've brought into this life that we need to make sure we learn from that, because otherwise we keep repeating the same negative life cycle. The other thing as well for me, and I'm pretty sure Joni will probably concur with this, is I do also believe that sometimes if we don't clear that energy, if we don't deal with that issue and we are creating it, the big thing about this is being responsible for our actions. And sometimes subconsciously, we keep doing the same thing over and over again, which we keep repeating. And we don't intentionally do it. It's our subconscious telling us this is what we know. So a lot of clearing the past lives out, clearing the energy out from this life is so we can move on into a different place. So it's a little bit like, the only way I can explain it is, for instance, if you were brought up in a home where you had a controlling parent, to run away from that. Now, that makes you vulnerable. That makes your energy vulnerable, which sadly means that in the future, you also may attract a new partner that happens to be controlling. And we hear it a lot as healers and readers and channels. you know, that it's like, oh, I had this boyfriend and he wasn't very nice, and then I moved on very quickly to another boyfriend and he still wasn't very nice. So it's that whole repeat loop cycle. So for one, it's learning. So in that instance, it may be you need to have self-worth. You need to have that love for yourself and say, sorry, that's unacceptable behavior, and are able to pull yourself out of that situation. And that is a lesson. So this is kind of where we've decided to do the podcast, because those kind of things that we talk about, we will talk about relationship endings. We will talk about value of self-worth and self-love and self-respect. We will talk about the deeper issues and why sometimes relationships we may move on from. And generally, sort of, it's those repeating situations. And I think we've covered those in the last two, haven't we, Joni? With the one, we very much did a podcast number one. Podcast number one. We actually did talk about relationships. And then our podcast that we recorded over the weekend, which we haven't released yet, but we will be releasing tomorrow after this show, is more about situational, isn't it, Joni? I don't know whether you want to explain a little bit more about that there.
Well, I'm just going to add regarding what we're doing is that you hear us offer information to you via channeling and we do healing, but you don't know who we are. So when you hear Caroline and go back and forth and toss different topics at each other, volley for serve and adding and this and that, you get to know us better. And if I were going to a reader asking for clarification, validation, support, whatever it might be, I'd want to know who's delivering the product. So here we are. We are human. We're in human bodies. We have our respective stories that we're working on. And by your listening to a podcast, you know us better. You might learn something too. We don't have expectations. We just love each other as friends, and that we love doing this, being of service. So it's a bonus all around, I think. And follow us on the Blog Talk website. Go to the UK US Psychic Team Connect across the pond and press follow, because we don't necessarily know when we're just going to hit it. And so we might message each other and go, hey, you want to do it? You're free now, free tomorrow. And then it's a spur of the moment thing. And then all of a sudden, you're going to go to the stuff that's been podcasted and there's something else there that doesn't look like live call-in. So when you get the notification of something, it might be live, it might be a podcast, and we just say, enjoy the show.
Absolutely.
So would you like to just start?
Yeah, and also I just want to add that our podcast is over on Spotify as well, and we will be putting it on other various podcasts. Platforms. So please do look out for that. But obviously, we might do that a lot more frequently than the live call-in show. So it's just a case of, if you want to hear some of our thoughts on spirituality, about spiritual growth and our own personal evolution, then please follow us and you can hear that show, which is great. I think, yes, we are going to get started because we have a fair amount of callers. And we do want to get round to everyone if we can. So the way I actually do it, just to let you know, because I do man the controls, which I'm sure Joni will tell you, is I will read the last three digits of your phone number. We will ask who you are and where you're from. And then from there, we will ask you what you have a question for. We do try and limit it to one question. And the reason for that is because we do like to ensure that we do get around to everyone and to keep it fair. So anyway, I'm going to go to the first caller of this evening, it is this evening in the UK, obviously in the afternoon in the States, 778. Hi, 778. Who are you and where are you from?
I'm Lisa, and I'm calling from Houston.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
We haven't spoken to you before, have we?
No, I haven't spoken with you before.
Ah, right. Okay. So how can we help?
Yes, I just listened to your show, and I was talking about energy, and I just feel like I'm attracting the same things over and over in my life, and I was just wondering, how is my energy?
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure we'll be able to give it a clean-up anyway.
Now, may I ask, when energy, are you talking good energy or not so good energy?
Not so good energy.
Okay. Caroline, you start.
Okay, so now for you, Lisa, and I am going to say this, I feel that you have positive energy, but unfortunately, because you are the light, you keep attract, and this is where the balancing comes in. So I am going to say this. So when you are have an ability to heal, or you have an energy that gives off that way, you know, and I'm going to ask you this question, do complete strangers come and tell you their life story?
Yes.
Yeah. So you have that really lovely energy that says, hey, I can fix you. So, you know, this is where I'm at. And they're showing me a picture of angel wings. So I think that's lovely. So I do feel that you are a little bit of an earth angel going on. So, okay. So this is for everyone out there, that's as well as obviously yourself, Lisa, where you're listening. So this is why I talk about self-worth, because what happens with you is you will attract people that need help, that want support. And you then go, hey, I can take care of you. I love you and I want to be with you. But, and this is where the but comes in, the self-worth is actually about learning to say no to behavior that is disrespectful towards you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, it does.
Okay, so I kind of feel that you have had relationships in the past, and I want to go back into fatherland, but we'll talk about that in a bit. Where I do feel that you've tolerated a lot, and it's about learning to, and I have to say this, and I'm going to say this, obviously you haven't spoken to before, and I will explain this. Mine and Joni's guides have a sense of humor, and we do tend to tell it as it is, and sometimes you get a bit trash mouth. So I'm just going to put it out there so everybody is clear and knows this. And what they're laughing at me is like,
Lisa, something's coming. Something's coming.
Yeah.
Get ready.
First
time calling. Yeah. We don't often, she doesn't often, or we both don't often, like, preface it like, something's coming.
Okay. Well, it was,
go for it.
And I am going to give you the picture of her head. It's like, I want you to look in the mirror each day and go, hey, I'm all that. And this is the bit, you have not recognized your own self-love. And it's about making sure that if anyone comes into your life and disrespects that, you actually are quick enough to put them in their place or send them away.
Now,
so realize,
Caroline,
they can't actually get away with that.
S-H-I, is that what you meant? I'm the S-H-I.
Yeah,
mm?
yeah. It's like, I'm
but you were
all
being
that.
Cleaned up. You cleaned
yeah.
it up.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
They were actually saying, that what my guides are saying is make sure... I'm laughing as I say this. They're like, make sure you have a bit of sass, girl. That's how it feels. I don't know where I'm getting this from, but it's also, it's like, you've got to make sure you, it feels like you've got to start loving yourself again. I don't know what's happened with you, but I kind of feel you don't look in the mirror and love yourself that much right now.
That's true.
So we need some serious work on this matter, okay?
Yes.
So, yes, and that's where they're picking me up. As far as relationship goes, I just feel you have gone through that, oh, man, you know, I keep attracting the wrong type of guy. What's going on with me? Why do I keep doing it? And I think you have actually said to yourself recently or in the past 6 months, I'm going to have some space and have some me time now. To make sure I've cleared my energy, ready for the next one to come in that actually treats me like a human being. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because I feel in the past, this is what they're telling me, it feels like financially you have been, shall we say, taken the mickey out of it. I don't know whether you've lent money or helped people or, you know, they've come to live with you but they've not paid the bills. It's kind of that kind of thing's been going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're the strong one. You've got a strong work ethic. You go to work, you do your job, you do a great job, you're very well regarded, well respected, and you're attracting kind of the way they're telling me is, I'm just going to say it as it is, layabouts.
That's true.
So, sorry, I do apologize. And it's like, I really have to express this. Because you have that healing ability, which you haven't yet discovered, I'm just being told, but you do know it's there. I've been told you know it's there. You've not kind of explored it yet, have you? It feels very much, it's like you are the soul, you know, you're the helper, the carer, and you need to move away from that caring position. It doesn't mean turn into the ice queen whatsoever, but it means that if know what, you have to look at the emotional and the physical, and you have to look at someone and say, are they with me emotionally, mentally, and physically? And if that isn't happening, you don't go there. Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, that's
but
true.
But also, it feels like having the right connection, and it's about trusting you as well. I think you've been hurt quite deeply in the past. But like I said, I keep going back to the father. So that means like in your childhood, maybe. Maybe you were hurt from that level, but it just feels like there's been this constant repetitive cycle throughout your life. So I'm now going to hand you over to Joni, because I will still hold the space and be here. But obviously, I don't want to hog the whole reading because we are a tag team and that's what we meant to do.
That was beautiful, and it sounds like you identified a lot of things that are going on. I want to do a – is it okay, Lisa, if I do a quick clearing on you?
Yes, it is.
Here we go. Anything that's in, on, around, suggested, anything cloaked to be revealed, not to be replicated, any chips or implants gone, any programming gone, any abductions we rescue, any places where you're blown up, decimated, pieces flying all over creation, we put you back together like Humpty Dumpty, and Caroline and I are both assisting with this, and your guides in only the highest of Christ's light. So I want to see. Yeah, there was some weird stuff. Blah. So do you have, after this show, can you walk around somewhere, whether it's your home or outside?
Yes, I can.
Walk around. I feel 10 minutes. Walk around. Get your body moving. Sip water between now and when you go to sleep. One of your legs feels a little weird, so I think, like, make nice to it. Do you ever put moisturizer on at night or morning?
No, I haven't been doing that.
Would you do it on a leg or both legs tonight?
Okay.
I mean, can you, like, is it something that goes, you know, this is for entertainment purposes, please, your healthcare profession as well as your esthetician. Would you mind, like making nice and massaging into your legs a little with some body cream?
Yes, I would do that.
That would help, just to massage your legs. One of them just seemed a little weirder than the other. Now I'm going to go in and see if there's any negative karma regarding the energy, just to like round it off. A lot of people, do you find in this lifetime you're a people pleaser?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, some negative karma here. I want to see where it started. Oh, I don't know. I just channeled. You were one of those storm trackers. You were a tornado watcher.
Oh, wow.
So you would actually drive into storms. You would drive towards the tornado. You were going for close-up shots. Do you sometimes squint? Do you find you're squinting a lot?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I do.
That's because you were trying to get to see where the tornado was, how close you could get to it. You were always trying to get laser precision with your eyes. Let's see what you were working on. Hurrying, fast, and you had to. You put a lot of pressure on yourself. I must, I have to. And you like danger. You like getting involved in things that were risky. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does.
Whoa, you tornado catcher, you. Let's see what you say upon the passing incurring negative karma. I think I might have hurt someone. I'm not sure. I think you might have been speeding. You might have wrecked a vehicle or something. You crashed in somewhere. Let's see what you said to others. I think that you felt that you weren't good enough, so you blamed them for not seeing you for as good as you wanted to be. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
There we go. Shall we get rid of negative karma? Are you interested?
Yes, I am, very much.
Here we go. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, any negative karma incurred to you or to other that would lead you here to be a people pleaser, to go for the danger, to put musts and shoulds on yourself,
for not feeling so great about yourself, for possibly blaming other people for not seeing you who you are, despite you're not necessarily seeing you for who you are, and anything else that would have you attract lower energies. And you say inside, I forgive myself. There we go. Hallelujah. Forgive everyone and everything. There we go. Now, that's the two steps of clearing karma. It doesn't mean you've cleared it everywhere. It's where you hear and in any of your other incarnations is ready to forgive self and other. Here are the last icing on the cake. You say it inside. Please, all of you, forgive me. I had unforgiveness towards you. Nice. Nice. Thank God for these life lessons. I believe we're all part of the oneness. It doesn't matter where you feel you are in relation to God. It's like, thank you. Now I'm going to see how this affects you moving forward. It starts getting lighter. You're going to start seeing things better. You were more jaded. Your perceptions were a little skewed. They're a little bit off. And I think you're going to start actually seeing things more clearly for what they are. And that is going to assist you all around.
Okay.
And sip water between now and when you go to sleep. It helps flush negative energies.
Okay.
So that's a lot. So between the information that Caroline gave and what she did, and then the clearing and the karmic forgiveness work, you just like punched a lot out, like. And
oh wow.
Do you feel any? Do you feel this?
Yes, I do. I feel much lighter.
Yeah. That's exactly how it should be.
Good.
Yes.
That means that you got rid of things. You got rid of things. So selenite might be a good crystal for you, a stone to hold. S as in Sam. E, L, E, N as in Nancy, I-T-E, selenite. It'll help clear things, clear energy around, and you don't have to put in the moonlight or anything because it clears itself.
Okay.
And please,
okay.
All of this, let us know what happens to you.
Okay, and thank you so much.
And don't chase after tornadoes if I were you. You already did that. You don't have to.
Okay, okay.
The guidance is be the tornado.
Yeah, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. Yeah. You've been there and done that. You don't need to do tornado anymore.
No.
Okay, okay.
Keep it simple.
You take care. I'm glad
you
enjoyed that, Lisa, and make sure you follow us for the future, okay? Take care.
Okay, and thank you.
No problem.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right. I'm going to go to our next caller, which is 158. So who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hello, ladies. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hi,
nice
Pat. How are you today?
Hey, I'm not really doing pretty well. Struggling with finances and worries, but I realize lately I am so tired of trying to be up to make a life for myself. And the finances are particularly hard. The past number of months, they're a worry. I've got a few jobs and I see them dwindling away, coming and then going. And I do, you know, taking care of dogs, and I took care of a woman with Alzheimer's, and I lost that very quickly because she got worse. So I'm, you know, I get myself on track with faith and believe in God, and it will all come and manifest, and I'm manifesting and on and on and on. And then I get off track, and I'm in pretty bad shape right now. I realize I feel spiritually really, really tired, struggling with depression, and so that's just, it's not real bad, but I don't know, that's about all. I don't know if you want me to say any more, I can, but.
You don't need to, Pat, to be fair. I think, yeah, it's a lot, so we need to get some energy into you. So, yeah.
Also, first of all, we must say that this is for entertainment purposes only. Please see your mental health care professional. And that if, fact, feel that you need to go for therapy. I used to be a therapist. Go. I love therapy. Therapy's great. So just saying.
Oh, I'm in therapy. And, I'm in therapy, and I love it.
So we are the – okay. This is what I got, and it's really – it's not to minimize because spirits – I mean, Caroline and I were pulling from the highest of Christ light. We're pulling from the top shelf. That's the way we work because we want to and we know we can. See, you're working with dog energy. I feel like you need to call upon the collective of the canines. Big time. I see shepherd. I see husky. Those are the top two. Broad. Call upon the large, big, big ones, and you know them better than I do in terms of the breeds. I am not as, knowledgeable. You can go online if you want to have fun and look up the big ones. It would be fun from A to Z, the really big St. Bernard. Go for the
Right.
And then, sure, we've got the little pipsqueaks too, okay? That's fine. You're looking for the collective. I would sit with, I'm just seeing you sitting. I'm seeing you sitting, not lying, sitting. And you get into a really good state, and if there's a dog around or dogs, bring them near. Get in a good space, and you call upon the canines. Call upon the collective. Some people call them the candidate, C-A-N-I-D-A-E. Whatever you want to call the dog canine collective and say, hey, you're calling upon the highest, right? You know my, if you want to call it plight, situation, issues, I love you, bless you, we are one. As I assist you, I implore, I supplicate, I wish, I desire, not demand. You know, we have to share that too. It's not an expectation, it's a desire. Please assist me, whatever is for my highest good. You know what I'm going through in all the different areas, and thank you.
Okay.
And you go about your business. And that's why I had to say it at the beginning. I am not minimizing. It seems that simple. It's right in my face. So there's tight in a box. You know, Caroline is going to give hers. This is, broad, messy, and you're low. Spirit knows. Caroline and I heard you. But evidently, you've got the ability and you work with them and there are blessings on the horizon and watch. It's fabulous.
Oh, I got tears in my eyes and yes, I know you. I'm so grateful that I'm on because I know you too listen and you do hear so well.
Thank you.
You are
okay,
honey. You are, thank you. You are okay. You are not forsaken. You are held in light. We are all as one. And you got some darn good peeps or roughs. Ha, 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 ha. You work with them. You're like part of some organization on the other side. You're like in synchrony, and they're going to take care of us. So this is Feb. Between February and May, things are going to change. Watch.
Thank you so much.
And look at a picture of an anemone. You know anemones, the underwater things?
Yes. I'll Google it.
Go online and look at videos of anemones, A-N-E-M-O-N-E.
Yes.
All of them. Watch them. Go nuts. Watch videos. I don't get pictures. Watch the way they do it with the tendrils out. Gorgeous. All over the place. Anemone is also in your wheelhouse. I'm passing you on to Caroline, and I'm so glad
you
called.
Thank you so much.
I wish you love and healing.
Love you both. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Caroline.
Okay, Patch. Well, I've got a few more things to say. Okay, so obviously me and Joni do have to say this is for entertainment purposes only, because obviously this is a psychic call-in, live call-in show. However, Joni, as she has said, is a qualified therapist, as I am a qualified life coach, and I'm also a qualified hypnotherapist. So we both understand what you're feeling and going through right now. The way we are slightly different is we understand energy too. Now, if you have a load of a mild depression, you are going to feel low. And all that's about at the end of the day, Pat, is the fact that you, it just feels that you, and I'm being shown this, and I'm being shown the tarot card, the Wheel of Fortune, if I'm honest with you, which is obviously what goes up must come down, or what goes down must go up again. And it feels very much like they're saying to me, you felt like you've been on a treadmill.
Yes.
And it's sort of like that whole, you know, when you feel like you put your foot on the rung of the ladder, but your foot slips through. And it feels like every step forward you've taken, there's been something to push you back. The reason
yes.
for that happening, and this is why I'm being told to say to you, please don't lose heart. Spirit have, this is going to sound quite mad, but sometimes things do happen for a reason. And I do actually believe that the reason why some of the things have been closed off to you is it's because it's not meant for you. The bit that I am being shown, and I got this, was I don't know whether you've ever felt a thought of setting up as self-employed as a dog sitter, a dog walker, but it feels that pet sitting is a whole new business that you could potentially open if you chose.
That's what I do.
Yeah. But it just feels just like it's been on and off.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I just need more work. I have very little and I'm losing. Yeah.
Yeah. But I also feel that, I mean, and I am going to ask this. So are you present on social media? You know, are you putting it out? Are you advertising? You know, it's all that stuff of the marketing side that you need.
Right.
The other thing that
right.
we need you to look at is training, like dog training, puppy
yes.
classes.
Yes.
I just feel that, and don't get me wrong, during the pandemic, it was like an explosion here in the UK, like the world and his wife got a dog. And obviously now we're getting this whole new move back to people want to be back in, you know, companies
yeah.
want people back in the office again. But that should
right.
be increasing your business. It shouldn't be diminishing your business, because if people are back in the office, that means they're going to need a dog sitter more. They're going to need a dog walker more. And I think it's a case of making sure that you, and it very much is a case of making sure you're putting yourself out there. Whether you have a Facebook page, you get trained as a dog trainer, you start going down that pathway, because I feel that there's new avenues that are opening up for you that you need to look into.
Okay.
So I don't know whether you just specialize in dog walking, but have a look at some other things as well around that pet, whole pet sitting area. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
It's like if you'll pop in and do cats and things like that as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand. You said some of those things I shouldn't or should not be for me.
No, I'm saying like things like when you took on the caring job, for instance, that was closed off because it wasn't right for you. And I'm going to say this, someone who is of difficult personality, and as we know, Alzheimer's is very a debilitating disease, and it's very sad for the people that unfortunately go through. It's also very sad for the people that are around, the family that are around those people.
Right.
But also at the time, I think for your health, it wasn't right.
Okay.
You need to be in the fresh air walking. This is what my guide is saying to me.
Okay.
But I also feel like you need to go and look at pet stores and things like that as well, just to put cards in wherever you can so people know.
Right.
And also so you get recommended as well.
Right.
Because a lot of these services.
Caroline,
pardon?
When you said the word card, card, I got the word card right when you said it. So that's double validation.
Yeah.
Keep going. Sorry.
Yeah. So it's all very much about making sure your services are advertised, you're getting yourself out there, you're visiting the local pet stores, you're putting cards, even if you put a little flyers around into people's letterboxes in your local area, so they know that you're available, okay? I think if you wanted to pick up extra work, I feel that you could go and work in a pet store because obviously you've got the advice, but I'm also being really pushed to tell you about doing the dog training. Yeah.
You know, I thought about that, and literally even today I thought about it, and okay, I'm going to throw in a negative thought, but maybe it doesn't even matter. Dogs I've taken care of, I see the dog training, and, well, I'm not even going to bring it up. Mm. Okay, dog training.
I second that, by the way.
Yeah.
Say
dog
again?
Training. But I also feel like,
dog training.
Yeah. And okay. I also feel that, you know, again, you need to look at local vets and things like that as well. So it's not just about covering off every single option possible, you know, flyers through doors, cards in vets, cards in pet stores. Even if local vets say, oh, you know, bring your puppy to us for the local pet class, you know, puppy classes, see if they've got options there. Look for that, because I also feel that if you're really interested, if they really want to push the animal side. That's all I'm saying. And I don't even know whether you've even looked at vet nursing. So there's a lot of options there. And there's a whole array of opportunities completely and utterly that's just been opened up. And the door is being opened up. What they're saying to me is actually you've just got to look at it and embrace it.
Okay.
Because also my guides have said this is also knowing what you want. So I don't know whether you felt like a little bit of a lost soul in the sense you've like, do I go down that path or that path? Yeah.
Absolutely. I also have been thinking, I've been trying to get myself ready in my apartment to do maybe little paintings of dogs and see if I could get them in local places, restaurants or something to put them up. Do you see that?
I do, but I see that's a side thing later on.
Right.
What they're saying is they want your other business coming up first. Okay. Does that make sense? And that's
it
going to give you the tools to sort of say, yeah, okay. Then you can look at the graphic design of cards and things like that. So, and not only that, remember when you're doing portraiture, you know, again, it's a commission takes some time. So you do have to remember to, and I'm being told, don't spread your energy too thin. So we're talking puppy trusses, we're talking dog training, we're talking lots of dog walking. We're talking animals, we're talking veterinary nursing, maybe veterinary receptionist, and we're talking working in a pet store as well. So there's a few opportunities there. So this is where they're saying to me, consolidate your energy, focus on what you want, and target it.
Okay.
Because the thing is, what people don't realize is manifesting is you can be too woolly, and then the universe goes, I don't know what you want.
Yeah.
When you get all the delays. But
may
again,
I just ask,
because you're, could I just finish this?
Because of the way
you're feeling energetically, unfortunately, you're disconnecting as well. So our job at the moment is to bring your energy up, and then we can get you moving forward, okay? So I'm just going to do some forgiveness work, and then obviously I'm going to then – Joni, have you already done Pat? Sorry, or I shall disappear.
No,
you carry on. Okay, so I'm going to say, Pat, we've spoken to you a few times before, so are you sitting comfortably? Okay, so just close your eyes, take a deep breath in through the nose, and out through the mouth. And the first thing I want you to do is say to yourself, I release all stress inside.
I release all stress inside.
Okay, and just feel that energy coming up. I'm being shown pictures of oak leaves, which is where they're saying about the oak is strength, okay? So just say inside, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
I forgive those around me that have hurt me in the past, the present, the future.
I forgive those around me.
I release all energy across all lifetimes and all galaxies. I bring in healing into my heart. Okay. So just visualize a green light coming into your heart right now. Okay. And then just breathe any tension, any tiredness that you're feeling right now. Just breathe that out. So I'm being given purple light now as well. Okay. There you go. I release all of that energy right now. There's the headache going. You've been carrying this on like a sack of potatoes for quite some time. How's that feeling right now?
A little better, yeah.
Okay. So I think with that, we can say good luck. I'm sure you will be fine.
Can I just ask, in all the dog walking, will my hip be okay? That's just come up. And will I get, will I manage financially until I get to a better place? Am I going to be okay?
You will get there. You will get there. It's just one, and they are saying to me very strongly, it is one step at a time. Okay?
Yeah.
Your hip
okay.
will be fine. Okay. You just need to manage it right, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. God
okay.
bless you both.
My okay, kid. You take
Thank
care of that. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take
care. Bye-bye.
Right, okay, we are moving on to our next corner this evening, which is 933. So 933, who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hello, you're speaking to Filton from Ohio.
Filton, did you say?
Yes.
Ah, right, okay. Hi, Filton, how are you today? How could we help?
Hi, I'm doing good. Since Valentine's Day just asked us, I was wondering if I could get coming up for me in love.
Okay.
It's your turn.
Yes, I know. Sorry.
Gotcha.
My guides are really, I'm just laughing and I'm sorry about this, Filton. My guides have got a sense of humor on them today, so I apologize profusely. They've just sang a nursery rhyme to me that says Little Miss Muffet sat on her, and I can't even remember it, but I'm thinking, why are you singing me that? But it's also about, I feel that, how do I put it? Now I'm going to ask this question. Have you taken yourself out of dating for a while?
Yeah.
Okay. So is that just because you felt the need to remove yourself for a period of time while you sorted yourself out? Is that what that was about?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is where we're at. So the reason why I got that nursery rhyme is simply because that's my guide saying, okay, you've took some time out. They were just being playful with it. So apologies for that. I hope you do get that nursery rhyme or whether you know of it. Some people don't. And obviously I'm from the UK, so I may be something different. However, it's a case of sort of what I'm really picking up is, yeah, you have... you know, you have literally sort of said, right, I'm taking myself out. I want to sit on my own for a while. That's how I read. However, what my guides are saying now, it's time to get back into the game again. Okay. So I just feel that, I don't know, it feels like you've got a house to sort out. You've got a job to sort out. There was a few things going on in your life that you were like, no, no, I want to be cleansed. I want to feel free. I want to enjoy my life a little bit first. And now you're saying to me, I'm ready. Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah.
Okay. So from an energetic level, I feel that you're ready. I am being told at the moment it feels like you're a little bit shy as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So have you, do you go out much at the moment or no?
I go to the, like, mundane things, but
yeah.
in school, yeah.
Yeah, but it feels like, how do I put it, the way I'm getting told here is that you need to get your sparkle back. So it feels like you, I don't know, it feels like there's something happened, and I'm being told sort of 6 to 12 months ago where it feels like you were deeply wounded and then you've shut yourself away.
Yeah.
And therefore you have not really done the stuff. So this is where it's like, I want to put you back out there. I want you to having fun with friends. And at the moment, I'm not seeing a lot of that right now. It's just like, as you said, go to work, go home, sort the house out, do some mundane stuff, but you're not doing the stuff that you really enjoy.
Yeah.
And it feels like you've very much shied away from it. So I don't know what interest you have, but I kind of want to say, like, you need to go to the gym or you need to do stuff that you really enjoy doing again. It feels like you've given up a lot of hobbies as well.
Yeah. You've given up everything, yeah. Basically.
Yeah. So we need to kind of put your sparkle back. So we need to get you doing stuff that you enjoy doing again. And we need to get you back out there, just enjoying yourself, just having fun. Then the partner comes in. Okay. And if you feel brave enough, then I would say, yes, of course, be happy to go on dating apps. But just make sure, and I always say this as a caveat, because I haven't gone on dating apps for years, but I certainly know it got worse the last time I was on one. Is just be careful. You know, make sure you have rules. I used to have quite a lot of rules. Like, I would never meet up with someone who couldn't be bothered to phone me first, because what's the point in that? You know, a lot of people hide behind text messages, and what they don't realize is actually, and a lot of people also say a lot on text messages that we wouldn't necessarily say face to face. So you can't gauge whether you're going to get on with that person until you actually physically meet up with them. But I got to a point where I was like, no, if you can't, here's my mobile. If you can't be bothered to ring me, then I'm not going to meet up with you, because I'm not going to waste my time and energy meeting someone that I'm going to sit there and have a very excruciating conversational time with. At least by the, if I phone them, I know I've had whether I can get on with them or not, if that makes sense to you. Okay. But I don't necessarily feel you'll go down that path. I think this is more about you getting out and about right now. Okay. So on a love life point of view, you know, they are saying to me, mate, you should have sent yourself a Valentine's card, because remember, it's all about loving ourselves first. Okay. But I also feel for you, have you moved area, or there's something that's happened in the past 6 to 12 months that has stopped you from socializing?
Yeah, I've moved, physically,
yeah.
My home, but I'm also moving again.
You're also what, sorry?
I'm also moving again. Probably in the next month.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's sort of like, and this is again putting your roots down. And I do feel that that's been some of the issue, obviously, because moving to a new place, a new state, a new town, it's always like finding those new friends, and that's where you get about joining clubs or doing something that you're going to enjoy yourself again, really, you know. When I say joining clubs, I'm talking joining the gym or social clubs or something like that, or something that you really enjoy it doing. But I just feel that that new love is on the horizon, but I'm more thinking maybe a month or so away. But it feels like very much after you've moved. Does that make sense? So with that,
yeah.
I'm going to pass you on to Joni, and obviously Joni will finish off where I've stopped.
Well, there are so many directions that you can go from what Caroline shared. Do you, Filton, feel that there are any blocks that haven't been brought up, or you feel like something that's held you back from meeting the right person?
Perhaps, I feel like maybe if I was, I'm not sure if this is true, but I feel like maybe if I was more secure in my career, or if I lived farther away from my family, that I would have an easier time being more authentic, and then I would have an easier time finding someone.
Okay, that's cool, and I appreciate your sharing that, because that's authentic, transparent. You don't know us. This is all anonymous. You know, it's cool. That's cool for you to have shared that. I'm going to go in regarding your authenticity and whether that's a block. It doesn't feel it. So that's the first thing is that I'm not feeling that by your having to be a certain way at work and a certain way with your family, that that hinders your meeting someone. How does that feel to hear? Just sharing. That's not Joni, that's the channel. Now I'm going to go in and see what Spirit has to say for you regarding love and any of this, dovetailing what Caroline shared. This is about your dating for yourself first, what you want. No one is going to tell you who is best for you. They might want to. They might even be. You might have been overlooked sometimes by people, not necessarily dating, but just people in general. I like your energy when I go in. You need to know that your being different is not a hindrance. You roll as different. Your soul, your essence is really neato. It's different. Now, we're all different, right? You're a special type of different. Well, we're all special type of different. But there's something about who you are, and I'm getting you're not quite sure whether you're okay. And whether you're being particular and whatever it is that what you're looking for, whether that's right. You don't seem like you're, the average, and this isn't judgment to anyone who is more average. You don't fit in the norm. You're more outside of the box. And I'm feeling like you might judge. Are you in your 20s?
Yeah, I'm turning 30 in May this year.
Okay. I feel that you're moving into more of a secure you and knowing that you just rock as you. You just haven't met the one that gets you. Put it out to God, Spirit, Source, Creator, your guides, the ones you pray to, believe in, only the highest of, your higher self. You know me. I'm staying on track. I'm with you. You are with me. We're together in this. You know what I'm looking for. Please assist me clearing what doesn't belong. Show me the signs. Lead me. And thank you. And that's kind of keeping it simple. And I feel that you are being directed exactly to whom you will be with. So, Caroline, did you say about a year? What did you said that, right?
I said it'll be a few months first because, right. As I said, okay. I really felt that, as I say, Filter needed to kind of work on herself.
Right.
And it's also about settling down, meeting new friends, feeling secure.
Right. All the
and obviously, feeling the right place to be in the relationship.
Right. Thank you. So I'm getting it takes a while to unfold. You're not there yet. You're completing some things, and that's okay. So when you don't find the love doesn't find you at the time that you wanted. It means there are other things that take precedence. They come first. It's perfect. You will be guided, and you will know. Watch this for the signs, and do you listen to music?
Yeah, I do.
Music is a friend. Music is a support. It's fabulous. You played the lute in a lifetime. You were all about it. And you've also been in bands. You're about music that assists you. It soothes your soul. And stay away from candy. Do you have a sugar issue?
I do now, like every now and then, cravings, but,
Okay,
and
so
people
watch.
Offer me candy.
Funny, the sugar gets you whacked, just saying. See a doctor, see a nutritionist for entertainment purposes only, but sugar gets you whacked, honey. And so we hope that this assists you, and please follow the show and let us know how you're doing and how this unfolds. Please, please.
Okay, I will. sounds
we
really
support
good. Thank
you. You're welcome. Good luck.
Good luck. Thank you for calling in, and make sure you follow the show, Filton. We hope we've helped you tonight.
Bye, honey pie.
Take care. Bye-bye. Right, okay, we are moving swiftly on. I've got to say this, Joni, did you notice we're having a little bit of a, shall we say, we're actually having a little bit of a repeat. We're talking about energy tonight, really, on so many levels, aren't we? So, yeah. Okay.
Yes, and it's interesting that it's about relationship with self and then also relationship with other. There's a lot going on.
This is true. This is true. And again, if you want to listen to our podcast on relationships, that is over on Spotify and it's also on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so we're moving on to the next caller today, which is 820. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hello. Thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Sandra Kay, but I go by my middle name, Kay. And
okay.
Presently I'm in North Carolina.
Okay. Nice to meet you. So how can we help?
Nice to meet you. I have a very quick question. So I'm visiting a friend, and I'm at her house, and it's a new subdivision. But there was a car that drove by several times today, and at one point they stopped and they were taking pictures, and I was just wondering if they're taking pictures of my car or is there something I should be concerned about, because it was really eerie.
Oh wow.
I'm getting they want to know if there are people in the house.
Yeah, that's what I got to do. Sorry to be really quick there, but
yeah,
I think both of us had the same thing at the same time.
There
I'm
you
sorry.
Go.
Say that again.
Basically, just because there are cars there doesn't mean there are people in the house.
Right.
So it's a matter of if they either want to take the cars from the driveway or they want to ring the doorbell and hope that the cars are just parked there but no one's there. So I probably would call the police.
Hmm.
Okay. So that was what I was concerned. I was wondering if because – she never has her car parked in the driveway. I park mine in the driveway, and it's just really eerie because they just keep, like I said, they kept passing by. I mean, just
oh,
so
yeah.
I wasn't sure if there was somebody intentionally looking at my house because, again, I saw them taking pictures. So
yep.
They were taking pictures of my car.
Wow.
I would
call
Caroline. Yes.
Yeah, I kind of
ask one other quick question on it. I want to ask
yeah, can
question.
I just...
Is it someone that she knows, that my friend knows? I get no.
No.
Okay, good. Okay.
No, this is someone specking out the area. So
yep.
Whether they've had... The way I kind of feel is whether they've had their eye on the house for a while and all of a sudden your car's appeared. So then they're like, hey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But also, the other thing that I was picking up, has your sister ever contacted anyone about selling the property as well?
Well, actually, it's not my sister. It's a good friend of mine. She's not going to try to – she actually just closed on the house in August, so she's not trying – she can't – financially, it would be a hit for her if she sold it before August of next
yeah.
year.
Yeah. Because there's two things here. It's sort of like, I still feel call the police because it's just strange behavior anyway, and you want to be on high alert just in case. But I also feel there's part of me that goes, is it because of the fact they were taking pictures of the physical house, I'm kind of like, are they potential buyers looking around an area that they want to be in maybe? But I'm sort of, half of me as I'm saying it is ruling it out because it feels like they were more looking at your car.
That's why I asked. The reason I asked that because I'm wondering if it's her ex-wife that may have
yeah.
come by. That either
okay.
did it or
yeah.
has someone else to look at it. So I couldn't tell
yeah.
from
yeah.
from what was on if it was the ex-wife looking or the someone trying to... again, because the cars, there's never cars in the driveway, so of course, then I got panicked, like, should I move my car? Should I be concerned?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I understand that. I mean, I don't know whether this person, this friend that you're stopping with, whether the financial settlement's already happened, might be a good question to ask, just in case, because obviously,
mm-hmm.
if it hasn't, is the ex-wife looking to see if there's anything financial that could be gained out of it. It's just
yes, exactly. Yes, that's exactly where my head was thinking. Okay, so you obviously read my energy. Yeah,
absolutely. So I kind of think that it might be worth talking to your friend, but I also feel whether there's a private investigator. But first and foremost, I still think you should report it to the police.
Perfect. Okay.
Because it is just unnerving behavior, regardless of which way it goes.
Because I'm scheduled to be here the whole week while I'm working.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep an eye on how many times it is.
I mean, the best case scenario is that the type of car is going to go on a Facebook video like, oh, I love this car. I've seen 10 cars just like this today, and here's the 10th sign that, the car that I just gave away. And here's, but it's inappropriate. You've done your duty, and then the police know. And they'll probably say what make, what model. Can you give me any details? You give as much as you can each time if it ever, drives by again.
Mm. Might be worth your friend putting a camera up outside, like a security camera.
I'm about to ask her to check the camera right now.
Absolutely. And I think that's
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't over-dramatizing anything, but it is a little unnerving because it's like, okay, I'm here.
No,
expecting something bad.
I think I wouldn't like it if someone was driving past my house taking pictures.
Stopping
and looking. That was crazy.
Well, yeah.
What I would say to anyone is if they're not listening to a psychic show, right, because most people aren't, is that we always want people to go with their gut. That's the whole thing. Everyone has intuition.
Mm-hmm.
How does this feel? And you were like, this doesn't feel so good. When something doesn't feel so good, some people minimize, deny it, rationalize it, intellectualize it, whatever they do. But I think it's always great to face reality rather than shove the conflict aside, which many people do. What's the worst thing? You call up the police. What do they say? Well, there's not much we could do, but thank you. That's the worst case. The best case is you just help something. You just pieces
could be
for them.
Yeah.
You never know.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank
and him. It's not just that, it's also someone's actually specking out the area to see how many houses they can rob. You just don't know. So
exactly.
I always think it's worth double
checking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Suspicious behavior.
Really helped me. Really. I was hoping I wasn't sitting, you know how when you're in a different space you get all paranoid and thinking, but then I'm very intuitive and I'm like, something about this just doesn't feel right in my spirit. So.
No. Go with your gut.
Okay.
That's what we always say.
Okay. Wonderful.
So,
thank you.
Good luck.
I appreciate you both.
And enjoy your week, and hopefully you'll feel a little bit more relaxed now. Okay.
Yes,
take care now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Right, okay, we'll move swiftly on to our next caller, which is 104. We do have 17 minutes left of the show. Wow, that's gone quick. So we will probably do this one call, and then that will be us until next month, which will be the 6th of March, so it won't be too far away. Anyway, so who are we speaking to, and where are you from, 104?
Hello, this is Joanna in Florida. I'm so grateful to get in at the very end of the show. Thank you so much.
That's great. How can we help?
Okay. I don't know if you've ever come across anyone else in this same situation. I've tried to better my life and better myself financially for many, many years. And I still, no matter what I have tried or done or undertaken, everything keeps falling through. I'm disabled, and I just tried yet again to get my disability. A year has gone by, and they did absolutely nothing on my case, and I'm like, here we go again. And my father just recently passed, and my siblings took all of my inheritance behind my back, did everything behind my back. So it's like, it's always financial no matter what, and I'm to a point where I physically and mentally can't work anymore. I wish I could. I tried. I just can't do it anymore. I'm like, what more? Because I'm like, now I'm literally to the point where I can't, like, even mentally do it anymore because of my medical conditions, because I'm like, how am I going to support myself, you know, financially? So I don't know if you see any breakthroughs for me or some type of financial coming to me, or because this has been going on for quite a long time now, since I had taken care of my mother since she until she passed, and that's when it started. That was 2012. So that, like, drained me of everything I had financially, and so it started from that point onward. And so I'm like, here I go again. So I don't know if you see anything coming through for me financial-wise.
No, I do. Joni, do I start this one? I can't remember.
Yes,
we sort of did a joint one, didn't we?
Yes.
Okay, it's so there's several things, and I am going to sort of say this. So for starters, we are for entertainment purposes only. I don't want to minimize anything that's gone on in your life at all. It's been tough, you know, and I'm sitting here going, wow, that's been tough. What I'm being told and what I'm being guided to say is about this is about shifting energy. So the first one, when you talked about the government and obviously the benefits, and sadly, unfortunately, you are dealing with government authorities, they are notoriously slow. But the one thing that I want to work on, and when you mentioned about the siblings, and I think Joni will concur with me on this, but I shall double check, and obviously I'll let Joni say, and Joni, if you want to interrupt, please do.
Go ahead.
It feels like, because of all your disabilities and the things that have gone wrong for you in your life, for some strange reason, you've made yourself invisible. How does that sound? So it feels like to make sure you were not rejected, you kind of made yourself small. So, and I am going to say this to you, and I know what you're going to say, which is like, I was mentally drained and all the rest of it. What your siblings have done is absolutely appalling, okay? And I kind of want to say, if you could afford legal help, please get it, because what they did was appalling. And I don't know how you can prove it, but again, this is all about you sitting in the background because you didn't want to be rejected in the past. And everyone else has always fought over you. But you've always been there, the carer, the supporter. But you've made yourself small. Okay. So we need to shift that energy right now. Okay. And also we need to shift the energy on both levels. We need to shift it on the face of you actually do belong. You actually are of self-value and self-worth. You do deserve the financial support that you need. And you also deserve your inheritance as well. And I think you've got to come from that place of I deserve, not I don't deserve. It doesn't mean being grateful, and it doesn't mean expectation, because obviously there's gratitude in there as well. And we always get told, be humble, be grateful, because obviously we can receive much better things coming into our lives. But I definitely want to work on this small thing with you, because I feel that this is a really key, important piece of information to try and get you into that place where mentally you're in the right state of mind to fight your corner, okay? Because this is the other thing that's going on. Because you've put yourself in that position, you haven't had the physical and mental and emotional energy to fight for yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah. Okay, so are you sitting comfortably?
Yes.
And do you have some water by the side of you?
Yes, I do.
Good. Okay. So I just want you to close your eyes. Okay. And I want you to visualize a white light coming into you right now. Okay. So just visualize your heart or your heart chakra, if you know where that is. And just visualize that white light coming into you right now. I want you to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. I'm going to say this for you, but obviously I want you to repeat in your own head. So say inside, I forgive myself. Okay. Then I'm going to say the rest for you. I forgive those around me that have hurt me in the past, the present, the future, across all lifetimes, across all galaxies. I release any emotional, negative emotional blocks, any financial blocks, and anything related to my emotional well-being that is blocking me from feeling great about myself. Just breathe in through the nose and out for the mouth. Visualize that white light lifting all that dark negative energy off you right now. Sending it up to the universe. Breathe. Right, and now what they're doing is they're saying bring some pink energy in. So visualize that pink, that white energy that's been streaming into your nose, pink. Just visualize yourself that enveloping your whole being right now. You might feel some tingling or some warmth. That's totally fine. And just keep breathing. Okay, there you go. Nicely lifting. Just feel some tightness in your chest coming through, which I'm about to release right now. Okay. So this is all the tension that you've been holding in throughout your life. And you are releasing it right now. Okay. How's that feeling?
Wonderful.
You sound better already. Okay. So this is about valuing you, your self-worth. That's really key to this issue. When you get into that place of self-value and self-love, and I would suggest listening to some meditations relating to that, it's almost like I want to push your disability to one side, right? As you and I both know, sadly, regardless of equal opportunities and everything else, disability can cause judgment, but people will prey on the vulnerable. So, and unfortunately, this is what you've had all your life, especially family.
Yes.
I am going to bring a message from Spirit. Your father is with you, okay? I do want to say he is actually disgusting with what your siblings have done, but will make sure that this will come to you, come back to you in other ways, okay?
Yes.
And by the way, your mom, I feel, is in the background to your father, and she's actually saying she always appreciated all the love that you gave her, okay? So she wants to give it back to you now. This is about your time. This is about your life. This is about you feeling important. And it's, again, this pushing the disability to one side. That doesn't define you. As much as, yes, people do judge and it's not pleasant to have, and obviously you have to work 10 times harder than a lot of able-bodied people, it doesn't define who you are as an individual and a person or your spirit, okay?
Yes.
And now I'm going to pass you on to Joni. I hope that's helped.
Yes, bless you so much. Thank you.
Beautiful. I'm going to go and do a clearing. May I do that for you?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, anything that's in, on, around, suggested, anything cloaked to be revealed, not to be replicated, any chips or implants gone, any abductions we rescue, any programming gone, any places where this soul here is blown up, decimated, pieces flying all over creation, we put her back together like Humpty Dumpty. Yeah, so you were messed with in a few lifetimes. So there's an angelic force that's coming in. Feels more like a spiral, woo, like a corkscrew energy, woo, coming down. Very cool. Tonight you're going to be feeling pretty neato. I feel really happy. I see an elf. And again, there's a lot of angelic, a lot of angels, but I do see this little elf. I see a fairy. And
oh.
Also, do you like muffins?
Yes.
You're into muffins, right? Do you bake them or you buy them?
I usually bake it over buying, but I do both. Oh my gosh. I just looked at muffins like a day ago. You've got to be kidding me.
Okay, so every now and then have a muffin. You know, now mind you, your doctor if you're not supposed to. See a nutritionist if you're not supposed to. This for entertainment purposes only. Okay, so
this muffin thing that you've got, I think you went a little bit out of control in other lifetimes with obesity, yet the muffin is like a complete thing for you. It helps you. So muffin, the consciousness called muffin comes in to assist you, yet you got a little bit wackadoo and out of control. So watch what you put in your body. Watch what you drink. Watch what you put on your body, like shampoo, deodorant, lotion. You have a little bit of sensitivity.
Yes.
I feel that you're of the angelic realm. Do you ever have a feeling like behind your neck and your back, like you're trying to adjust something, like a little weird feeling?
Yes.
Those are your wings.
Oh, wow. You gave me the chills.
So sometimes when you wear jackets, it feels really weird. Call upon the highest of to assist you with managing your clothing and how the wings will be part of your wardrobe. Watch what you say, because you're a master manifester. So you know how they say never, be careful what you wish for. You are of light, you are of love. Watch how you do things and what you want, what you say, because you could make things happen. Whatever is unfolding is for your highest good and the highest good of all. So if something isn't happening now, it's divinely ordered. You don't have to know why now. It's okay. Accept it. Again, like what Caroline did, you did forgiveness work. If you ever get in a little thing, I forgive myself. I forgive everyone and everything. You could even do it every day around any issue. It peels the onion. And you're okay. And this is all happening. It's all unfolding divinely. I feel like your crew is on this. I feel like they've been working with you and that you've been managing, and it feels lopsided, like why me, and this feels unjust.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfolding, and over time, it's like a chessboard, and you're playing chess with a few different opponents, quote unquote. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? And you play your move accordingly, and you will be guided, and it feels comfortable to me. No matter what the outcome is, you're okay. You are okay. If you have a Cupid angel, you can have that one around. And if you want another type of a cherub angel figure around you, they're your friends.
Yeah.
So that's what we have before Caroline and I close, because you're the last caller.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Bless you. I was just looking at angels online yesterday.
There you go. I think also what I am being told, and I think Joni will concur on this, Joanne, is that for you to connect to your spiritual self is going to do you so much good. And I think, the whole why me, why did this happen?
Yes.
I think that's something where, you have, because of your situation, you have let other people take over sometimes. This is about you recognizing who you are, and also understanding that your mental well-being is there, okay? So
yes.
I'm really
now,
glad you called in.
Please. Follow us.
Yes. Yeah.
Follow the show and let us know what happens. Call again another time as it unfolds, please.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much. You have a lovely evening, the both of you. Thank you again.
Okay. Thank you. You take care now. Bye-bye. We do have a few more callers left, and apologies for those that we haven't been able to get round to. I did notice there was a couple of people waiting and dropped off and came back on again, so I don't know what happened there. We will be back. I think we said the 6th of March, didn't we, Joni? I will be putting the link out soon. We've got a second podcast to release that we recorded over the weekend, which will be available probably tomorrow. But also on top of that, please go over to Spotify and check that out, because we will be talking about energies, relationships, life situations, chaotic situations, when we found that a whole world is turned upside down. And I think it's really good to get that perspective if obviously you want to listen. Anyway, thank you for calling. We will see you soon. Please follow our show.
And how can people find you?
They can find me. I am Caroline Crystal Hart on Facebook. If you do friend me, please tell me who you are, because I don't necessarily friend people who I don't know at all. Also, you can find Crystal Hart Psychics. We do have a Facebook page, Crystal Hart Psychics, as well. And also, myself and Joni do have a UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond Facebook page. So if you're ever stuck, you can message our page. Okay, Joni, how can people find you?
Thank you. Joni's WhiteLightHealing.com. Also, Joni Isinger on Facebook. Also, I just like with Caroline, I don't friend strangers, so you'd have to message and say how you found me. And I have a YouTube channel, Joni Isinger, and there you go. Thank you for co-hosting. It was lovely.
It was, and we will see you all next month. And please, as I say, tune in to our podcasts. So thank you very much once again. And I will play you out with a lovely song that's been sang by our lovely co-host, my lovely co-host, Joni, called Finding Me.
Thank you. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Last.